I'm joined by Cays centre-back Max Huswick after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Walton Casuals. Max, given the circumstances, the refereeing decisions, down to 10 men, how big a win was that for the club?
I think we needed to win, to be fair. I think we go top now, don't we?
Yeah, Walton lost today, so we're top of the league.
We need to keep run going. So when you start winning, you get used to winning, so that's why I need to win, really.
How difficult was it to grind out a win playing for 10 men for such a long time?
Yeah, I was tired, but I don't think they really threatened us that much. But it was just hard work, just lots more running than usual. So.
You play alongside Adam Thompson, he's the club captain. How much did he drive you on today and generally?
Yeah, he's always moaning, to be fair, but he's alright, he just keeps shouting. I just try and concentrate on what I'm doing, to be fair. So,
the major incident in the first half was Simon Huckle's red card. What was your take on it from where you were standing?
I didn't really see much of it, to be fair. I thought it was a bit harsh. I spoke to Hux and he said he didn't even know the geezer was there, just jumped up. And as you jump up, your arms normally come up. So I don't know, I think the ref just got a bit excited.
How bad was the referee today, just generally, do you think, compared to other refs this season?
He was shocking. To be fair, I think the linesmen weren't the best. They'd given it offside when it weren't offside, and when it was offside, they didn't give it. They didn't really keep up.
Tommy Williams looked a shade offside as he scored the winning goal.
Yeah, the one before that, though, I think, I can't remember who it was that got in. That weren't offside, but then some you get, some you don't. Luckily, we had it. It's all right.
Were you surprised at the way Walton Casuals approached the game, considering they were playing against 10 men for such a long time? They didn't really come out and attack us.
They didn't really. We played, we kept four at the back and kept two up front, and had three in midfield, which they had an extra wide man, but they didn't. All they kept doing was playing it into the forwards, really, which was better for us, so they didn't really use the advantage. So we were comfortable, really.
And how good was it for you coming back to your former club? Does it make the victory even more sweeter?
I'm not really that fussed, to be fair. I just want to win every game. So, not really.
How much of a part did the fans play today, do you think?
Yeah, the fans, they're always good, to be fair. They're getting more and more excited because we keep winning. But they're a lot of help, to be fair. So, it's good.
When Tommy Williams scored, I think every single player apart from Luke Garrow joined in the celebrations. What does that say about the team character?
Yeah, everyone's starting to get on really well now because we've only been together about 10 games or something now in total. So, everyone's getting used to each other now and it's just getting better and better.
How does the squad compare to the last time you were at Cays a couple of years ago?
I can't really say because I think the league was better. So. It's hard to tell. We're in a better league, aren't we?
And do you think that Dowse will be making a move to re-sign Craig Lewington based on today's performance? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, I don't think so. I think he's happy with all the players we've got at the minute, so I can't see him really getting anyone. Maybe one or two, but centre-mid, we've got quite a few centre-mid players. So.